the dead and bringing the dream of a new inclusive playground to reality. I'm Joe Legee. On this episode of Walker This Week, we update you on two projects that have been years in the making.
Back in 2015, the previous administration wanted to build out the industrial park up here in Lafayette. But the county was heavily in debt and had little cash and was doing tax anticipation notes. So it was a way for them to do a bond issuance to get cash as well as funding to do the improvements to the industrial park that they had entered into an agreement with Audia. So with that, at that time, the county was in such a bad financial condition that the bond rating of the county was a junk status rating. And so they had to take and transfer properties from the county government that was free and clear of ownership to the development authority to use those properties as collateral.
The Walker County Civic Center, Ag Center, Mountain Cove Farms, and the county's two industrial parks were all used as collateral against this debt and were freed up when the bonds were refinanced in 2019, reducing the term by 5 years and saving taxpayers over $3.9 million.
During that time, we were advised to put a 5-year call on that bond to allow this governing body 5 years, which is where we are today, to look at this and say, do we want to pay these bonds off? So it has been my goal since 2017 to get this county 100% out of debt. This is the largest single debt that the county still holds. This will be paying these bonds off 10 years early and will free up about $1.2 million a year in cash flow for this county.
Once the Series 2019 bond is settled later this summer, the county's total debt will be reduced to about $19 million. The largest share of the remaining debt is roughly $5.5 million and is attributed to the landfill closure and post-closure.
I do want to congratulate you, Mr. Chairman, on this debt reduction. I want to congratulate as well the other board members for continuing to stay that course for the last 3 years to continue to try to get it where we are today, so to get this check written and get out from under debt there.
I first met Shannon in 2016 and told me what the debt was. He said, we're going to pay that debt off. And I thought, well, you're crazy. Because you elect people all the time to Congress and Senate, and they're going to go to Washington. They're going to decrease the national debt. What does it do? It just goes up. But under the chairman's guidance for the last 7 years, and like Mark said, the chairman by himself, the first four, then us, these three, you know, working with him, to the county employees, to the county taxpayers, everybody had a part with that. But it's there's not many counties in the state that are out of debt and in as good a shape as we're in.
Walker Rocks Park, featuring a new inclusive playground at the Walker County Civic Center, will be opening before the end of this month. In recent weeks, our public works team cleaned up the site around the playground, added sod, installed a new ADA accessible sidewalk from the parking lot to the playground, and rebuilt a pathway for those using the walking trail. The pavilion also received some TLC as part of this project. Join us online anytime at walkercountyga.gov or on the social media platform where you found this video. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you again real soon.